One spring evening, Thomas Merton was walking down 6th Avenue in New York City with his good friend Robert Lax. As they were going downtown to Greenwich Village, Bob Lax asked the young Thomas Merton, "What do you want to be, anyway?" "I don't know," Merton said. "I guess what I want is to be a good Catholic." "What do you mean you want to be a good Catholic?" Lax responded. Merton reflects on his answer in his autobiography, Seven Story Mountain, and I'm sure that after Pope Francis talked about Thomas Merton in his historic speech to Congress in September, you all have been reading Thomas Merton. Well, maybe you haven't. So if you'll indulge me, let me read to you this section of Thomas Merton's autobiography, Seven Story Mountain. And so this is written in the first person singular. It's from Thomas Merton's perspective. The explanation I give was lame enough and expressed my confusion and how betrayed how little I had really thought about it. Lax did not accept it. "What you should say," he told me, "what you should say is that you want to be a saint." A saint? The thought struck me as a little weird. I said, "How do you expect me to become a saint?" "By wanting to," said Lax simply. "I can't be a saint," I said. "I can't be a saint." And my mind darkened with a confusion of realities and unrealities, the knowledge of my own sins, and the false humility which makes men say that they cannot do the things that they must do, cannot reach the level that they must reach. The cowardice that says, "I'm satisfied to save my soul to keep out of mortal sin," but which means, by those words, "I do not want to give up my sins and my attachments." But Lax said, "No, all that is necessary to be a saint is to want to be one. Don't you believe that God will make you what he created you to be if you will consent to let him do it? All you have to do is desire it." Okay, I'll stop the quotation from Seven Story Mountain there. It's quite a passage, isn't it? If somebody asked you, "What do you want to be anyway?" how would you answer? Would you answer like Thomas Merton and say, "I want to be a good Catholic"? Would you say, "Well, I want to be a nice guy"? Would you say, "I want to be successful"? "I want to be generous"? "I want to be faithful"? Would you answer like Lax thought Thomas Merton should have answered and say, "I want to be a saint"? Do you seriously have a desire to be a saint? Or does being a saint strike you like Thomas Merton as a little weird? Robert Lax, Thomas Merton's good friend, said, "All that is necessary to be a saint is to want to be a saint." Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta said the same thing. In order to be a saint, you seriously have to want to be one. What do you want to be anyway? I have a friend who every time somebody says to him, "Gosh, you remind me of somebody," he always says, "Jesus?" Well, yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if every person reminded you of Jesus? That's what being a saint is all about. That's our number one vocation. It's our most important calling from God to be a saint. God created us to be saints. Now remember, a saint is anybody in heaven. not just official canonized saints by the Pope. And we've had a lot of those official canonized saints in the last month, haven't we? We had Saint Junipero Serra, we had Saints Louis and Zélie Mertan. But a saint is not just an official canonized saint by the Pope. A saint is anybody in heaven. That's why the Carmelite priest, Father William McNamara, says that if we don't become a saint, our life is a failure. If we don't get to heaven, if we don't get to be a saint in heaven, then everything is a failure. And I think that Thomas Merton, in this little part of his autobiography, is very insightful here, because he picks up, I think, on a weakness of human nature. He says, "I'm just content to keep out of mortal sin." He says that there's a contentment that we have to just be content with average, mediocre. I'm good enough just to get into purgatory, and that's good enough. It's what I might call the C student average in the spiritual life. I'm content with getting a C plus. Isn't it odd? We're not content with getting a C plus in our grades. You know, when we get an A minus, we think, "Oh my goodness, that's the end of the world. I got a B. Oh, if I only could have gotten an A." And so in academics, we're always striving for the A plus. But in the spiritual life, we're content with C average grades in the spiritual life. See, that's good. That's good enough to get me into purgatory. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux has an opposite vision. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux says, "I don't want to be a saint by halves." I don't want to be a saint by halves. In other words, I don't want to be a half-hearted saint. I want to be a saint 100%. I'm going to throw my whole being into being holy, into being like Jesus. You know, the retreat master for Deacon John and all the deacons last week, I was privileged to be a part of that as their director. The retreat master was great, and in his opening talk, he said, "There are no plateaus in the spiritual life. There are no plateaus in the spiritual life. There's no coasting in the spiritual life," he said. He says, "If you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards." And I can tell you from experience, that's a huge temptation for me. You know, I've worked hard at climbing the mountain of perfection. And you work hard at that, and you get rid of attachments and sins, and you're working hard at climbing this mountain of perfection, and you get to what I call the scenic overlook, and you go, "Wow, what a great view of the Mississippi and the bluffs and the colors," and you say, "Ah, I'm just going to stay right here, right? I've worked pretty hard to get here, and this is a pretty good spot, and I'm just going to stay here." Isn't that what we do in the spiritual life? And we forget there's a whole half of the mountain yet to climb, and an even more beautiful vision of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit at the top. There are no plateaus in the spiritual life. If we're not moving up the mountain of perfection, we're going backwards. So we have to keep going. By God's grace, we have to keep moving forward. That's why All Saints Day every year is a holy day of obligation, to remind us of the goal, that we got to keep moving forward, trying by God's grace to be more and more like Jesus, trying by God's grace more and more to have the mind of Jesus, to have the heart of Jesus, to get rid of those things that are not of God, all of my sins, not just the mortal ones, all of my sins, every attachment to something that is not of God. I want to be perfect like Jesus. Jesus says, "Be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect." Bob Lax told Thomas Merton, "Don't you believe that God will make you what he created you to be, if you will only consent to let him do it?" And so we have a feast like All Saints so that we will consent to have God making us a saint. God makes us a saint. We don't become a saint by our own hard work, by our own good looks, by our own intelligence. God makes us a saint if we allow him to do it, to perfect us. And the roadmap that he gives us to perfection is today's gospel on the eight Beatitudes. This is how Jesus makes us like himself more and more. Those eight attitudes, poor in spirit. Then the three M's, mourning, meek, and merciful. And then with a desire, a hunger, and a thirst for all that is true and good and beautiful. And then finally the three P's, pure, peacemaker, and persecuted. Those are the eight attitudes of Jesus. Those are the eight attitudes of holy people. Those are the eight attitudes of those who are blessed. Those are the eight attitudes of the saints and future saints. Don't you believe that God will make you what he created you to be if you will consent to let him do it? All you have to do is desire it.